Everybody, I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to play a little game today on the air. If you want to be one of the Maggie Dawn Show game show contestants today, call us. 844-967-2789. We're going to play that game. It's going to be about conspiracy theories. Can you suss them out? We're going to take two contestants. We're going to do that at the bottom of the hour. So if you are interested in playing the conspiracy theory game show on the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. Some really interesting surveys have dropped about conspiracy theories and how it interacts with partisanship and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I thought this would be a fun way to queue up the RNC debate tomorrow, because that will be littered with conspiracy theories. So it seemed only appropriate to me. So do give us a call please let Anya know if she picks up for you, if you want to be one of the contestants. We're looking for two people. We're going to do it at the bottom of the hour, 844-967-2789. Can you tell fact from fiction here on the Maggie Dawn Show? We do try to get it right, don't we, Anya?
I mean, try is the operative word.
That's right. That is right. A good faith effort, which is more than I can say for some people. Before we get into a few of the things I wanted to touch upon, before we get into the conspiracy theory game show for today's Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789, a few bits of breaking and important news today. Fox News is reporting that Congressman Derek Van Orten's daughter has passed from cancer. So I wanted to share that news. The entire Civic Media family extends our condolences and prayers to Mr. Van Orten and his family. Also, this is not breaking on any news. I am breaking it here on the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media. You will not find this anywhere else, but you're hearing it here first. We endeavor to bring you the hottest news. Two lawsuits we believe are going to be filed tonight by Larry Elder and Perry Johnson. They're going to sue the RNC, likely filing suit potentially in Milwaukee County Circuit Court, suing the RNC to get on the debate stage tomorrow. So this is going to move really quickly. Of course, everyone is now screaming at their radios, who the heck is Larry Elder and who is Perry Johnson? Well, I'll tell you, of course, Larry Elder is a conservative talk show guy. Originally came out of California. He went to Brown University. He's a lawyer, very well educated, been a conservative talker for many years. He's done some writing, and he's a big fan of Stephen Miller. Big fan of Stephen Miller. So if that tells you about all you need to know about Larry Elder, Perry Johnson is a guy, he's from Michigan, longtime Republican. He made his fortune, he's a businessman, back when environmental, they were called ISO standards, became a really big deal back in sort of like the late mid-90s. They really started to come up in like early 90s, late 80s. He basically created a business that certified ISO compliance for large corporations. And when the big three auto manufacturers started to do that, he was the guy that was certifying them and made a ton of money doing that. And he's got a little cottage industry built around that. So that's Perry Johnson. So again, breaking news here, Michael Best and Friedrich Law Firm here in Milwaukee will be representing the RNC if in fact those lawsuits get filed. We're hearing those rumblings. So that news broke here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, again, following on yesterday's show, I always want to start with some public health, public PSA, public service announcements. If you haven't heard already, MPS schools are closed tomorrow due to the heat. But also, please note that many Milwaukee County splash pads that were not open this season will be open tomorrow. So if you are home struggling through the heat with your school-aged children, please, you can check out on the county parks websites to find out if your local splash pad is open because of tomorrow's extreme heat. Be careful out there, everybody. Please check in on your elderly neighbors, folks that have health issues. Keep hydrated. Stay in the AC if you can. It's going to be a doozy tomorrow. So that's what I got for breaking news. If you want to join us before we get to the conspiracy theory game show at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk about Roger Stone and the movie that's just come out and some of the incredible things that this man says on tape in this film. I might even get to the unhinged Rebecca Bradley, Justice Rebecca Bradley from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's gone off the deep end. Might even touch upon, you know, little Mike Lindell, little My Pillow action, because, you know, that stuff's good food, good fodder, good food for discussion. But let's start here with Roger Stone. While there is an entertainment value to both what Roger Stone is going to be talked about related to this movie, and Ari Melber started to share a bunch of these quotes from basically exclusively on MSNBC last week, Roger Stone is a bit of a caricature, a stereotype of a stereotype, right? The man, if you don't know, actually has like an enormous, it's like an 8-inch by 10-inch huge freaking tattoo of Richard Nixon, like smack dab on the middle of his back between his shoulder blades. I'm going to call it the GOP tramp stamp, right? Like Roger Stone, you know, redefining tramp stamp. It's just anything that has to do with Donald Trump or Richard Nixon. That's who this guy is. He basically looks like the Monopoly guy with the monocle and the top hat. I mean, that's how he dresses. He's sort of, again, if he wasn't actually a real person, you would swear he was a cartoon, because that's Roger Stone. But what's really extraordinary about what he's saying in this film isn't just the words. The words are extraordinary, right? But it is really the fact that these are things that he's saying before all the votes are counted, right? Like a couple of these things, he's being recorded by this Danish film crew. This film that came out is called A Storm Foretold. He's saying before we even got to Election Day in 2020. So I want to let Anya play some of the sound. We're going to take callers about this, 844-967-2789. And just remember, this is all happening within this context of Steve Bannon, now the January 6th committee, now Jack Smith is going to have this documentary evidence, this video evidence, that all of these associates, all of these advisors to Donald Trump were all saying exactly what Donald Trump was going to do, which is declare victory before the votes are counted. And if that doesn't even work, move directly to violence, right? So let's listen to Roger Stone in his own voice. Now, just before I get there, one other setup point. This guy was like, yeah, film crew, follow me around, no problem. I mean, he had just been pardoned by Trump, so I'm sure, you know, the ego, the audacity, the invincibility was just at its top level. But notwithstanding that, like, how arrogant, how above the law do you have to be? And not just like, I think I am, but you have to believe that you will never be held accountable, that none of this stuff matters, for you to agree to have a film crew follow you around and tape you saying these things. So with that as preface, let's take a listen on Roger Stone. We'll go to the phones if you want to comment on this. Comment on Rebecca Bradley, any of this other crazy stuff that's going on, 844-967-2789.
Although state officials in all 50 states must ultimately certify the results, of the voting in their state, the final decision as to who the state legislature's authorize be sent to the Electoral College is a decision made solely by the legislature. Any legislative body may decide on the basis of overwhelming evidence of fraud to send electors to the Electoral College who accurately reflect the president's legitimate victory in their state, which was illegally denied him through fraud. We must be prepared to lobby our Republican legislatures by personal contact and by demonstrating the overwhelming will of the people in their state, in each state, that this may need to happen.
So this is happening on, he says that is recorded by the Stanish phone crew on November 5th. It is before the votes have all been counted. Why does that matter? It matters because what fraud? Right? Like, huh? What are you talking about? So this idea of the independent legislature that can basically say, ah, that's interesting. Voters voted, but we know better. It wasn't because they found irregularities. They had already baked that into their rhetorical cake. Whatever was going to happen, and we know this because Steve Bannon said it in October, whatever was going to happen, they're going to claim that it was fraud and that it was rigged in any state that they lost. And they were going to go forward with this never tested, debunked, laughed at legal theory. Here's what else, Roger. Do you have this second clip, Anya, of Roger Stone? Here's what else he had to say. And I believe this clip from the film comes actually before Election Day. Go ahead. We'll just take a second. Everyone do.
We've been really focused on trying to help Donald win this election, which, you know, and I'm doing that unofficially and informally. Because his campaign is so.
We're going to have to finish it after break, Maggie.
Oh, we're coming up on break. Left. So stay tuned. We're going to play. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. If you've got a reaction to the Roger Stone audio, this movie that's coming out, A Storm Foretold, and again, you can't look at any of this stuff in isolation. It's the cumulative context and what it shows the mindset of the Trump campaign and Trump was going into the 2020 election, which is claim that you won at all costs. Anybody who says you didn't, say that they're lying, say it was rigged, and this was all pre-planned. And, oh, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, and the whole lot of them, basically promising violence. That last clip before we got to the second clip that Anya played, Roger Stone was saying at the end, we must be prepared to lobby our Republican legislatures by personal contact. Weird, isn't it? And by demonstrating the overwhelming will of the people in each state that this may need to happen. I thought we run an election and we count the votes. I thought that's what it was, not personal lobbying of Republicans and some vague threat that the overwhelming will of the people that this may need to happen. I mean, come on.
Lobbying personally feels like something someone says after saying you're going to have them sleep with the fishes. Yeah, we got to lobby personally before he sleeps with the fishes. That's what it sounds like.
Do you disagree with me? Because if you do, we're going to fit you with a pair of cement boots. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's really sketchy. And again, this is happening before all the votes are counted, before there are irregularities. I mean, this is garbage, and it was all pre-planned. There's no good faith here. But let's listen to the second clip. Now, the second clip that we're playing actually was Roger Stone before Election Day in 2020. Anya, take it away.
I've been really.
Hang on, we'll get there.
I've been really focused on trying to help Donald win this election, which, you know, and I'm doing that unofficially and informally because his campaign is so extraordinarily f***ed up. So to go back to your question, will he win? I don't know. Can he win? It's possible. I really expect a 2000-like result with a long, drawn-out squabble over who won. This is not a campaign structured for a dogfight, and that's what we have now. So independent action is required, you know?
And is there a final clip with the real extraordinary statement from Stone? Okay, Anya's going to look for it. But later on in that same clip, Roger Stone eventually says, F the voting, let's get right to the violence. And so if you just put a pin in it, forget the party, forget that it's Trump. If this was Chelsea Clinton talking about Hillary in 2016, and you're a conservative, would this not be extraordinarily problematic? It's just outstanding to me. And I don't mean that in a good way. CJ, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Maggie. I've wanted to talk to you about a couple other topics. You had me on hold for a long time and never got to. But about this, Roger Stone's right. The legislature all over the country made changes because of COVID, and the Democrat Party wants to keep them even now. What
specific changes are you talking about, and how did they affect the election in November of 20?
What do you mean? Voting in the park has been deemed illegal. Let's go there first with Wisconsin.
Nobody was voting in the park. Are you talking about the absentee ballot collection boxes? Is that what you're talking about?
Both have been deemed illegal, but the mere fact that...
So when you say deemed illegal, let's drill down here. Let's drill down here. CJ, I want to take each of your points, and I'm going to give you a chance, but you have to give me a chance to explore the point with you. I can't just let you say a bunch of stuff and we're not engaging. So let's engage.
So let's talk about
absentee drop boxes. Okay. It was not clearly illegal under state statute. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, who is legally permitted to interpret state law, issued guidance that said that those were okay. A court later determined that they were not. Does that have anything to do with the validity of the votes cast by that method? Do you disenfranchise people who voted that way in good faith simply because a court after the fact determined that that was not proper?
I'm not saying that, but you want to continue it into 2024.
Girl, don't talk about me, CJ. Let's keep this from getting personal. Well, first of all, court rulings that have come down in Wisconsin are being abided by for 2024. So what my whole point is, isn't this problematic that before Election Day, Roger Stone and Steve Bannon are saying, we don't need to count the votes. Screw that. Let's go to violence and let's have legislatures decide. Is that not absent all else? Forget who it was about. Isn't that problematic?
It's problematic because there's a difference between a recount and an audit. Audits were not done around the country.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how troubling it is that one of the major candidate surrogates is out there saying we don't really need to count votes. So we can talk about audits and recounts and all that stuff till the cows come home. But the point is, they were saying this before the voting. That's the problem. Okay? What else do you got, CJ?
Because these changes were made without the legislature's approval, Maggie.
The whole point, CJ, is that the WEC in the state of Wisconsin is authorized to do that, to interpret the law. If the GOP had a problem with the drop boxes, they should have sued before the election. They didn't. They waited until afterwards. And we don't change the rules of the game after the game is over, do we? That's not fair, is it?
Remember when the mayor made these decisions, didn't have the National Guard, shut it down to only 8 voting, and that's a Democrat mayor out of Milwaukee.
So they made it harder for people to vote, CJ, which is the GOP playbook. I don't get your... Welcome back, everybody. It's the Conspiracy Theory Game Show on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Why are we doing this? Well, the RNC debate is tomorrow, and there's going to be some proliferation of more conspiracy theory nonsense. But there was also a survey that was done very recently by a guy from the University of Louisville by the name of Adam Anders and Joseph Usinski of the University of Miami. Surveyed a representative sample of over 2,000 Americans in March of 2020, and then 2,000 more in October of 2020. And the questions that I'm going to ask come from that survey. And we've got two great regular listeners and callers, one from each side of the political spectrum. I'm going to say my big, big, big welcome and thanks to Rico and CJ. I love the fact, CJ, that you're going to stick around and play. Oh, we just lost Rico.
I pressed something wrong. Rico, call back. I'm so sorry.
Rico, call back. So I'll just finish the preface here. CJ, you hang on. We're going to wait until we get Rico back. 9 in 10 Americans believe some conspiracy theory. 90% of us. So we are going to go through just 6 questions. And we'll ask both Rico and CJ the answers. We'll alternate. Each one of them will answer first 3 times, and the other one will get to go first 3 times. And whomever wins will get a nice little prize package from Civic Media. I know CJ wants to put that all over his vehicle. But we really appreciate everybody being a good sport here, and if we have a tie, we'll give everybody a little something. Rico, CJ, are you ready to play the conspiracy theory game?
Oh, yeah, Maggie. I'm
on.
All right.
Awesome.
I'm ready.
Awesome. Super excited. You still there, Rico? Can you hear me? CJ, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, CJ. Did we lose Rico again on you?
So we have to hit air when they're talking and then hold. We can't. It's not letting
me. Oh, I can't do 2 callers at the same time. Okay. So, CJ, you're going to get first crack at this first question. And it's these are all pretty easy. I'm going to read statements, and you tell me which one is true. Okay? Makes sense to you, CJ? I love the background music.
Your facts or my facts?
So I'm going to read statements to you. They're from these researchers' survey that they put out in 2020. And only one of the following statements is true. And you're going to tell me which one it is, okay?
Okay.
You ready, CJ? Okay. Statement 1. Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire accused of running an elite sex trafficking ring, was murdered to cover up the activities of his criminal network. Option B. John F. Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy rather than by a lone gunman. Option C. The FBI kept tabs on civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King Jr., attempting to find compromising information and damage his reputation. And the 4th option is, regardless of who is officially in charge of the government and other organizations, there is a single group of people who secretly control events and rule the world together. So 1 is Epstein was murdered. JFK was killed by a conspiracy. That's 2. 3 is the FBI spied on Martin Luther King and other civil rights leaders to damage their reputation. And option 4 is there's a secret cabal of people who secretly control the world. Which is a true statement? CJ, you get first dibs.
Wow, I think there's more than one that's true.
Well, you can tell me if you think there's more than one. You can tell me which you think is true.
Well, is this what I believe, or is this what you said 90% of the people believe it?
No, I want you to tell me which of the statements is true, CJ. Not what you believe. I mean, it is what you believe is true.
Martin Luther King was spied on.
Okay. Now, hold on, CJ. Rico, did you hear the question and the options? Did you hear the questions and
yes,
the options, Rico? Okay. Which one do you think is true?
I heard the question. Oh, I was going to see which one wasn't true. Okay. Which one is true?
Yep.
I'm going to agree with CJ. I'm pretty sure the FBI did spy on Martin Luther.
And you both are correct. Excellent. Your BS detectors are working on question number one. Indeed, the FBI did spy on and had tapes and actually sent threatening letters to MLK, tried to damage his reputation. He wasn't faithful to his wife, and so they attempted to use that. All right, question number two. Rico, you're going to go first on this one, and then CJ. all right, can you pick, again, the true statement? There are 4 statements. First statement, Republicans cheated their way to win the 2000, 2004, and 2016 presidential elections. Statement 2, Hillary Clinton conspired to provide Russia with nuclear materials. Statement 3, during Ronald Reagan's presidency, the government secretly and illegally sold weapons to Iran and used the money to fund Nicaraguan revolutionaries. And option 4, Barack Obama faked his citizenship and his birth certificate as a fake to become president. Which one do you think is true, Rico?
I believe it was. Can you say the first one again?
Republicans cheated their way to the presidency in 2000, 2004, and 2016.
2000, 2004, and 2016. Oh yeah, yeah. That's a true statement.
Okay, you say A. All right, CJ. Which one of those statements is true? 1, Republicans cheated 2000, 2004, 2016. 2, Hillary Clinton conspired to provide Russia with nuclear materials. C, Reagan traded arms for money to fund Nicaraguan revolutionaries. And 4, Barack Obama faked his birth certificate to become president.
Number 3 is true.
Reagan. Well, CJ is right. He's up 2-1. All of the rest are just things that sometimes, from our partisan lenses, we like to believe or say. But he is absolutely right. That is going back to the Iran-Contra affair. I have this very clear memory of watching, what was that guy's name? CJ, remind me, who is the guy's name that testified and kept saying, I do not recall, I do not recall. What was that guy's name? You know who I'm talking about, CJ?
Ollie North.
Oliver North, yes. I have this very precise memory of that happening. So we got that one right.
You know what?
Now, yeah.
Maggie, we got the hostages out, didn't we?
We did. I'm not making any commentary on that. I mean, at least what we can say is, yes, the hostages came out. Now, whether or not that then makes it more likely for terrorists to take hostages in the future is certainly the foreign policy argument, which is beyond the scope of this little game show we're doing today, CJ. So I'm going to move on to question number 3. CJ, you're going to go first on this one. Only one of these is true. The dangers of genetically modified foods are being hidden from the public. That's option 1. Option 2, the U.S. government secretly dosed Americans with LSD in an attempt to develop mind control technology. Option 3, the AIDS virus was created and spread around the world on purpose by a secret organization. And option 4 is the coronavirus was purposely created and released by powerful people as part of a conspiracy. Which one of those, CJ, do you think is true? One is GMOs are and their dangers are being hidden from the public. Two is the government dosed Americans with LSD to develop mind control technology. Three is the AIDS virus was created and spread around the world on purpose by a secret organization. And number four is the coronavirus was purposely created and released by powerful people as part of a conspiracy.
Either one or two, and I'm going to say two.
CG's going with two. Rico, what is your answer?
Oh, man, I'm guessing that I'm going to go with the same answer. I can't pull in the lead here.
Number two is correct. Yes, indeed. That was a big part of what the U.S. government was doing in some military sort of applied uses of psychedelics back in the 60s. For all those that remember Timothy Leary, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, Rico, you get first crack at this next one. This is question four. Which of these statements, if any, is correct? School shootings such as those in Newtown, Connecticut, and Parkland, Florida are false flag attacks perpetrated by the government. Number two is the number of Jews killed by the Nazis during World War II has been exaggerated on purpose. Number three is satanic sex traffickers control the government. And number four is that the U.S. government intentionally poisoned alcohol supplies during Prohibition, killing and blinding hundreds of Americans.
Oh, I had a hard time hearing that last one, but I'm just going to go right to number four, maybe.
Okay, number four, he says. CJ, which do you think is true? School shootings like Newtown and Parkland are false flag attacks. The number of Jews killed by the Nazis has been grossly exaggerated on purpose. Satanic sex traffickers control the U.S. government, or the U.S. government intentionally poisoned alcohol supplies during Prohibition, leading to the killing and blinding of hundreds of Americans.
Mark this down. I'm agreeing with Rico.
Woo! We have unanimity, and everybody's correct on that one. And isn't that, when I found that out as a young person, I was just shocked. It's quite a story on the National Institutes of Health website. You can read all about that. All right. I believe, CJ, you're up first on this next one. Which of these three statements is true? The U.S. government knew hundreds of black men in Alabama had syphilis, but told them they had bad blood and withheld treatment as part of a medical experiment. Number two, Donald Trump faked having COVID in order to help his chances at reelection. And number three, Donald Trump colluded with Russians to steal the presidency in 2016.
Number one.
I'm shocked, CJ, that you would select that one of the three. And Mr. Rico, oops, I lost CJ. CJ, call back, my friend. Rico, what is your answer to the last question? The U.S. government knew hundreds of black men in Alabama had syphilis, but told them they had bad blood and withheld treatment. Trump faked COVID, or Trump colluded with Russians?
Which one is true?
Yep.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say Trump did collude with Russia, but I think it should be number one, too.
Well, I'm going to give that one to you. The only one that's been clearly proven is indeed that folks in Alabama were basically allowed to die a most painful death with syphilis under the guise of the U.S. and control of the U.S. government. We'll move on to this last question. Rico, you get to go first on this one. Which of these statements is correct? A powerful family, the Rothschilds, through their wealth and power, control governments, have started wars, and influence many countries' economies. Option two, there is a deep state embedded within the U.S. government that operates in secret and without oversight. Option three, fossil fuel companies like Exxon knew about climate change for decades, but spread misinformation and lied about the issue to deflect responsibility. Which one, Mr. Rico, do you think is the correct statement?
I'm going to say number three.
And last but not least, CJ, which one of these is the correct statement? One, the Rothschilds control a whole bunch of stuff with their money and power. Two, there's a deep state embedded in the U.S. government that controls things without any oversight and does it in secret. And number three, companies like Exxon lied about climate change for decades to avoid taking responsibility.
I believe it's number two because there is a deep state.
Well, and there you have it, folks. That is incorrect. The answer is number three, which is now being documented. And in fact, there is a lawsuit moving forward in the state of Montana brought by young people there over exactly this issue. We've got a tie ball game. We're going to be going to break in a minute. Anya's going to hook both of our friends up with some civic media swag. I appreciate you, Rico and CJ, for being good sports this afternoon. Here on the Maggie Dawn Show Conspiracy Game Show. Fact or fiction, you heard it here. Stay tuned, we're going to hit on a couple of hot topics rolling into the RNC debate. You can call us and join the convo as ever and always, 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. You want to talk about Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, the wackadoo Justice Rebecca Bradley, or anything else? Pre-RNC debate, you can call us 844-967-2789. I've had a couple of loyal listeners hanging on the lines waiting to say something. So before I blather on, let's go right to them. Jeff from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, I just wanted to say that I think you were being very clear earlier, and I think Clay was just trying to get to his points without actually listening, that you laid out the timeline very well, that Roger Stone was trying to subvert the election results before they were even cast. So I just want to make you aware that it was clear to most of the audience, but maybe not all of the audience.
I really appreciate that, Jeff. We try to make it clear, and I think, you know, I narrate sometimes because it's my show. But if we're going to join issue, then let's join issue, share facts, and argue about it. You know, just throwing words at one another doesn't help a whole lot, in my opinion. Mark, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you this afternoon?
Yeah, thanks so much. And the questions on the quiz were pretty easy. The fact of the matter is that Rafsanjani and Iran wanted to release the hostages before the election, but Ronald Reagan already cut a deal with the supreme leaders over there to hold on to the hostages so they could, you know, benefit from it. He could benefit from it because I guess the Iranians, the supposed secularist part of the Iranian government wanted not to have an effect on the election with the hostages being held there. And you're right on Oliver North. You should have been, something sort of severe should have been happening to that man. And the whole thing is that there was Republicans who were trying to bake this into the cake, that they're ready to cry foul before the election even occurred, and they're ready to seize power and by any means necessary, going all the way up and down the Republican food chain, including the National Republican Party chair. He's probably one of the unindicted co-conspirators, and that... As I said before, that it's a clear violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, Section 2, where it's we the people that select the electors and not the independent legislators and all that. There was no fraud in the elections across the United States.
Well, and that's the point at the end of the day. Thanks for the call, Mark. I mean, every sort of well-respected expert that our conservatives, our Republicans, lifelong conservatives, all these people up and down the national security apparatus and Bill Barr himself, as well as acting AG Rosen, told Trump there's no fraud here. There's nothing going on at any level that would have any impact on the results. That's what the smart people who were well-respected were saying. The guy who was the environmental lawyer, John Eastman, he's like, wait, I've got an idea. I mean, John Eastman's so out of his depth here that one of his fellow DOJ people, I think it was the deputy AG under Jeff Rosen at the time, said to Eastman, why don't you go back to your desk and we'll call you when there's an oil spill? That was actually said. So, yeah, John Eastman's going to tell Trump, you know, how the Constitution should work in presidential elections. L.A. Tom, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for calling, friend.
Hey, Maggie, first, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. We must get money out of politics. I find it very ironic that the questions that you're asking, CJ usually calls in with those false stories all the time. But when it comes to him trying to win a game, he actually does pick the right one. So it gave me a little bit of hope, CJ, that maybe you actually really do believe, things like Hunter Biden is actually innocent until proven guilty. And, George war criminal Bush was a war criminal, things like that. So I think it's really interesting that when you put him into the game, CJ actually had a little bit of clarity in terms of the honest truth rather than just spouting propaganda like he does daily. So thanks.
Yeah, you bet, L.A. Tom. I mean, we had him until that last one, right? He couldn't quite bite the bullet on climate change. Oh, that was a bridge too far. But yeah, these weren't meant to be, mystifying riddles, right? This is obvious stuff, right? But at the end of the day, the difference here, and this is what I keep hammering on again and again and again, we look at evidence. When people are sworn under oath before Congress, where that evidence, that testimonial evidence, is then corroborated by documentary evidence or other firsthand accounts, that's where we look. And here, folks, there is plenty of evidence about what the intention was, what the game plan was. And it had nothing to do with protecting our democracy or the republic. The fix was in before the election, and it wasn't the Democrats, folks. It was the GOP. It was the MAGA right. That's who had the fix in. And tomorrow, look on that stage. Look for any one of those people that stand up and tell the American people truly and forthrightly that our republic is on the ballot in 2024, that this is about truth and truth-telling. That the time for separating conspiracy theory from evidence is now. And yes, to those conservatives who want to deal in conspiracy and things that have no basis in fact that is provable, no support with evidence of any kind. Shut your mouths. Do you not see the harm that you are causing to our democratic processes and systems? And yes, let's test those. You can go to court and complain about absentee mail drop boxes. That's just fine. But we all need to know the rules of the game before the game is played. You don't get to change them midstream, and you sure as heck don't get to change them after the ballots have been cast. So look tomorrow for any one of these people to stand up and say to the American people, look into your souls, trust your gut, turn down the noise machine, and pay attention because this one matters. It matters more than it did in 2016, and it matters more than it did in 2020, because this time they're ready. The sycophants are supplicated. They are lined up and fitting to do this man's directives, whatever moves him, whatever serves the great orange Cheeto, they will do without question and without any deference to democratic norms and values, and that is what should be talked about on the stage tomorrow, but won't be by any one of the lot of them. It's like a bunch of kids playing musical chairs to get to see who might be his vice president. Talk about performative politics. Blech. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tune in tomorrow. Civic Media is going to have wall-to-wall debate coverage. And I'll join the Devils for a bit in the 4 to 6 block. Hope to see you then, and I'll be back on Thursday. Thanks for listening.